A change in Midwest weather is expected to take place as we move through this weekend and especially next week, in which we will likely find a shift from the drier and somewhat milder conditions to something that's much warmer and then somewhat rainier. We do expect this transition to take place, but first we're going to heat up. We're already noticing that. Yesterday it was a much warmer day across the region, and we will continue to see that warming trend take place. Many areas in the Midwest are expecting to see the temperatures over the weekend running in the 80s and the lower 90s. There will even be some middle and upper 90s possible in parts of the western Corn Belt. For the areas east of the Mississippi River, we probably won't see that happen very often, but there will be perhaps a couple of spots that could work their way up into perhaps some middle 90s, mostly in southwestern parts of Illinois. Everybody else will be mostly middle 80s through the lower 90s during the warmer days. There's a little cool front that will come into the Great Lakes region and impact parts of Ohio and Indiana during the course of the day today and early tomorrow. As the front comes down, we'll likely see somewhat milder conditions occur for a brief period of time. So the heat that's going to be occurring across the region here this afternoon and tomorrow will likely be relieved somewhat tomorrow afternoon and especially on Sunday. But only in the northeastern half of the Corn Belt, everybody else will continue to be very warm and steamy with a good chance for some shower activity to pop up in a few locations. We'll see some rain today from Wisconsin to Ohio and parts of Indiana. That's partially going to be associated with this new cool front coming southward. We'll see some showers in that same corridor perhaps tomorrow as the cool air actually starts to push through the region. The rain totals may get up near 1 inch in parts of Wisconsin, and maybe a couple of spots in northern Indiana may also see some greater amounts of rainfall, but the rest of the Midwest will not be impacted by nearly as much precipitation. Most areas will likely see a net drying environment through the entire weekend. Now there's going to be an interesting storm system coming into the western Corn Belt as we go from Sunday into Monday. This will likely get started in a part of the region, perhaps as early as early on Sunday, but the majority of the most significant rain will come during the early to middle part of next week for the western Corn Belt, in particular from South Dakota and parts of Nebraska to Minnesota and Wisconsin. These areas will see rain over a multiple day period and will also see some locally intense rainfall. There will be potential for some 1 to 3 inch rains in some of that region. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see a few counties get hit with more than that. The area that's not going to see much rain over the coming week will be in the southwestern Corn Belt. The area in particular includes western and central Missouri, southwestern Iowa, southeastern Nebraska, and much of Kansas. These areas are targeted, of course, to be at the center of the summer droughty pattern, and they are moving in that direction with the miss of this particular rain event coming up this next week. Now, that storm system I just mentioned for the western Corn Belt will be in the eastern areas impacting Illinois and Indiana as we get into the middle part of next week, and it will rain from mid to late week next week with some shower and thunderstorm activity possibly still continuing in the weekend of the 17th through the 19th. So this could be a very interesting period of time. The ground is going to be favorably moistened up in all of the Midwest except that southwest corner I mentioned. That should help to at least get us into the first days of July without a great deal of crop problems. But of course, July is going to be the hot, dry month for much of the Midwest, and that's the reason for and the need for this particular rain event to be as significant as possible so that we have abundant subsoil moisture for the crops to feed upon during the drier days that lie ahead. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.